We must not always lead the way we like to lead. Every leader has a favorite leadership style that's best suited to our own personality and values. We have to lead the way how others need to be led. Isn't this man too soft as a leader? Isn't he a bit of a wimp? Wham! I have remembered this sentence from 20 years ago to this very day, about a man who was already a very successful manager and leader at that time, and still today is enjoying a steep, successful and highly accomplished career. So with this flashback, a warm welcome to you to today's Lightwolf podcast. Human or wimp? What does being human mean as a leadership factor? Lightwolf Learning, April 2021. First, let's take a quick look back at March. As announced last month, we are now asking the Lightwolf question of the month once a month, with the intent that you can get even more value, that you can actively participate and share your own thoughts and experience here with the Lightwolf community, with more than 10,000 people every month. For the Lightwolf question of the month, there is always first results from last time, and at the end, the question of the month for the next month looking forward. So let's first take a quick look back at March.
Lightwolf question of the month. Results.
The Lightwolf question of the month of March was, how can you become faster without burning out? A relevant question that many of you folks shared with me, discussed with me when we worked together. And here are two quotes from two wonderful people who took the time to respond to this question. The first one is from Maike Tai, Director of People and Culture at Drooms. Maike said, and I'm quoting now, when we had a conversation last week. She said, I had a very productive week. I've had fewer deadlines than ever before, and I'm getting more work done than ever before. Unquote. And why and how? By what? The answer in her case is in the area of delegating. Delegating work, task, responsibility and results. And what she has done is, what Maike has done is, she has slightly reorganized work in her department with quite a massive result. She delegated full responsibility, not just for tasks, but for important results and the decisions that lead to those results. And that has massive implications. People take more responsibility. People take more decisions. People learn faster. People grow more. Yes, maybe sometimes people are a bit scared because suddenly they are taking more accountability than ever before. Then we may have to help them. But that's what Maike does anyway. And the reward is the business grows faster, people grow faster, and Maike has a little bit of more time to do what she's supposed to do, to once in a while also think about the future. So thank you very much, Maike Tai. And the next two ideas come from a wonderful man working in the automotive industry for Daimler. These ideas come from Jochen Steg. Jochen sent me a wonderful email responding to the question of the month. And he said, number one, work takes time. We identify unnecessary time waster and administrative tasks without added value for the work result, and we eliminate them. We have reorganized the meeting structure and we meet less, but communicate more efficiently on a need-to-know-only basis. So that's tip number one. And tip number two from Jochen, how they at Daimler become faster without burning out. End-to-end responsibility. Instead of fragmenting work unnecessarily and thus creating inefficient interfaces, we have implemented more overall responsibility again. This reduces the need for coordination and waiting time and creates more pride and responsibility for your or his or her product. And it leads to more satisfaction. Unquote. And I think, again, two wonderful ideas. Thank you very much, Jochen Steg, for sharing them. And I'm happy to share them here with you, Lightwolf. Maybe one thing, one little thing in what Maike does around delegating, maybe one little thing in what Jochen does around eliminating time wasters or defining more end-to-end responsibility is something that you want to think about and maybe something you want to test and try tomorrow and start benefiting from the wisdom and the learning that's shared by other members of our Lightwolf community. So thank you very much for sharing this. And now let's look forward. Let's look at today's question. The topic of today's podcast, On Purpose, is all around being human. And this sometimes articulated, sometimes unarticulated, seeming contradiction between being human and being successful. And mixing competencies and styles. That's why today's podcast title. So, what does humanity mean as a leadership factor? How do you see it, Lightwolf? I'd be delighted if you could write to me or send me a text message or a voice message. I'd love to hear how you see it. Where do you see the border between being human and being too soft? Let's put this into the big picture first. The big picture of leadership. Leadership has changed massively already in VUCA times, already before COVID-19. It changed massively from old traditional organizations where leadership was talking down from the top. Dominant way, in a hard way, in a tough way, telling others what they have to do. And maybe that's why some people still feel that dominating, being loud and assertive, masculine in style, is good leadership. And frankly, I have a different view on this. There may be a few situations where clarity, where maybe even a dominant behavior as an exceptional behavior might be the right thing to do. Now, sometimes in crisis, when every thought is on the table, when every good idea has been debated, we need clarity. But in fact, even then, I doubt it. Maybe I contradict myself right now. I doubt that you have to be dominant to be clear. I doubt it. Yeah. So I think it's all about a very different leadership model today, which is delivering continued excellent results by helping others do the right thing. And helping others do what's right has nothing to do with being soft or tough. It's about having the right competencies and using them. Yeah? It's about having conversations on eye level. It's like Marissa Hoffman said when she created this term for the Lightwolf podcast for the first time. It's about conversing among equals. And that needs humanity and not toughness and unconsidered loudness or volume. Now, but how do you do this? How do you strike the right balance, helping others succeed while being human, but not too soft? Three ideas for you. Number one, we don't lead machines, we lead people. At this point, I often remember Richard Branson, whom I respect very much. I'd love, maybe life has this still in the back, I'd love to have an opportunity to meet him one day. I really respect his achievements in life and his attitude. And he once said a very interesting statement. He said, no, don't focus on your customers. Focus on your people. So they focus on your customers and therefore run your business. Interesting, isn't it? I think leadership is around three big things. It's about orientation, because that's what people need. They need you to help them have orientation. They need motivation, and they need the feeling of being connected as a human being. And even if COVID in the last now more than 12 months has created the feeling of isolation, many people have joined their company in the last 12 months, maybe never having seen their boss in person, maybe never having seen their entire team in person. You know, some people do express feeling tired these days. What they want is they want to feel humanly connected. They want to feel they are perceived as humans and not just as a production factor. Now, what can you do as a good leader, as an HR professional, as in any role, to be perceived as a human? Now I'm quoting Gerald Kür, the CEO of Partners in Pet Food. Gerald is married to Gerlinde, who is one of my partners, and just on Friday we had this conversation in a preparation session for client work. Gerald came in and we started talking about this. And his quote was, Stefan, yeah, I'm running 1,500 people and they may have the same need, but you know, I think it's just asking people how they feel. How is your husband doing? How are the kids doing? How is your partner doing? How are you getting on in the home office? Show honest interest in the other person. Ask openly, listen properly, let the other person feel that she or he is important to you, not only as an employee, but as a human being. Isn't it that simple? Unquote. Thank you, Gerald. I could not agree more. So let's just remember ourselves. While the business may be stressful, while we may have to deliver more and more, the way to do it is helping others do what's right. And these others are human beings. So let's always remember ourselves as leaders. We are leading people, not machines. My second idea for you, my second thought for you, it's about success and humanity, not about hard or soft. What does good leadership mean to you, Lightwolf? There are many definitions of good leadership. I expect you have your own, and maybe ours overlap a bit or widely, but maybe they also differ. So what's your view on leadership? I think making people aware is important. To me, good leadership includes lasting successful results by helping others do what's right. And that includes success. I think I can only be a good leader if I deliver sustained success. And it includes one fundamental leadership competence. In our own leadership competency model, we've defined 8 of those competencies. One of them is called trust. Trust is the most important ingredient of any human relationship, including those at work. And to me, trust requires an honest interest in the other person. I think it's important that we practice, that we know, that we are aware, and that we practice the things and we do the things that earn the trust of other people around us. In my view, it's the most important currency you have as a leader. It's the trust of other people around you, your boss, your peers, your subordinates, your clients. And trust starts in my life first with a gut feeling, which is, my gut says, she says what she thinks. And then it's followed up by an observation, which is, in the second time we meet, she did what she had promised before. That's how trust starts. And it includes those many things that we need to be aware of, do well, do consistently well, and continue doing consistently well even under pressure. That is the highest art of leadership. By the way, if you are interested in seeing those decisive things that you have to master to become the leader you want to become, then I would like to invite you to join the community in the Lightwolf Academy. The Lightwolf Academy is a one-year online program that teaches you step by step the 6 decisive topics for how to become a successful leader. It's all about leading myself, leading my boss, leading my people, leading leaders, leading teams, and leading strategically. It includes those few most decisive things, some inspirational short videos, some audiobooks, some very precise helpful leadership tools, tasks, learning control, and 6 times per year a live coaching with me and all other members of the Lightwolf community. So if you know someone who's interested, let him or her know. If you are interested, come and join the Lightwolf community. Regarding hard or soft, I think we need to distinguish between leadership skills and leadership styles. Being hard or soft is a style. Sometimes it's important to behave in a way that differentiates. Sometimes it's important to behave in a way that builds consensus. Decisive, however, are results and competencies. Styles have to be authentic. I think my leadership style has to fit to me. If you're one of the Lightwolf people, it's been more than 5,000 people in the last years that worked with me at least for one day life. You know me a bit. Maybe you know me well. If all of a sudden I started to practice a style that is so unlike me, you would feel it. I would lose my credibility in your eyes and probably I would lose your trust. So I think number one, your leadership style has to be authentic for you. However, we must not always lead the way we like to lead. Every leader has a favorite leadership style that's best suited to our own personality and values. We have to lead the way how others need to be led. And we have to lead in a way that works in a specific situation. So we have to adjust our leadership behavior to the people we lead, and to the situation all of us are in. And not daring to do what's right, that to me is softness. That to me is a wimp. Not having the courage to do what's right, but always telling the boss, pleasing the boss all the time, always taking the path of least resistance, always dutifully, beautifully going along, just never really standing out, just doing what pleases the boss. That to me is a wimp. And that to me is the opposite of good leadership. That to me is softness. And that to me has nothing to do with good leadership. Humanity, being human, is not at all about wimpishness. But it's a prerequisite for good leadership. The best leaders I've ever come across, some incredibly successful, impressive women and men, they combine 2 characteristics in one. Willpower and humility. And humility has a lot to do with being human. So my second idea for you to think about this question, human or wimp, is it's about success and humanity, not about hard or soft. And my third idea for you is admit and allow mistakes. good leaders are not perfect. And they know. They make mistakes. They are human like you and me. You bet I'm making mistakes every week. The best leaders know it. They admit it. And they allow it to others. Example. One of our programs is called Good to Great. In fact, I'm right after this podcast on my way in the train to a wonderful client, new client, running this Good to Great program together with us. This is the leadership of a global consumer unit of a global successful business represented in more than 100 countries. And the purpose of this work is to use a data-based, structured, sustained program over a couple of months to either take a silo group to become a team in the first place, or a team to become a high-performance team. This afternoon, it's a young team, but it's already a team, and we are working to help this team become high-performing. In another Good to Great program, not too long ago, the CEO and the CFO stood in front of the group on the morning of day one and did something absolutely incredible. They stood in front, they shared where the team was. It's an organization of 7,000 employees, and honestly said, look guys, this is what's working, this is what's not working. This is what I expect from you, this is what I expect from myself. And by the way, here, I need your help. In this point, I am weak, says the CEO to his top 40 leadership team of a 7,000 people company. He admitted his own mistake, yeah, and he admitted that he is not perfect. This being human, this showing his human side, opened minds and hearts and made it easy and fun for my partners and me to run this program with those 40 people. Yeah? So that was an incredibly powerful thing to do, and maybe something you should think about. When you're leading a team, when have you admitted for the last time that you have made a mistake? It doesn't make you weaker. It makes you stronger. It doesn't make you a wimp. It makes you human. And that's what people want. Yes, they want to know what success looks like and how we get there and how they contribute. Yes, they need that clarity, but they also need humanity. So that's why my tip number three, how to be human and not a wimp, is admit and allow for mistakes. And now we have prepared something exciting for you for the next month ahead.
Lightwolf question of the month.
Here is the Lightwolf question for the month of April. What does being human as a leadership factor mean to you? I would love to hear from you via email. If you could send your thoughts to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com or drop me a message via LinkedIn, I would highly appreciate it. I'd really love to learn how you view this very important leadership question. So I hope that at least one little idea in this podcast today either confirmed what you're doing and thinking, or maybe opens your mind to think about it slightly differently and maybe test something you haven't done before yet. If you like this Lightwolf podcast, please subscribe to it and let us have your written feedback so we again can learn from what works for you, what's missing for you. And please let us know any question that is not answered yet, but relevant to you about leadership, change, or strategy. Maybe your question becomes a title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. It's a pleasure to have you here in this Lightwolf community. It's doubling every year. It's more than 10,000 people now. I'm glad you're here as well. And I can't wait to be in touch again with you. If you have any message for me, any question to me, contact me via website, email, LinkedIn, any of the channels. And for today, I say a big thank you for your time. I wish you a wonderful day. and I look forward to being in touch again very soon. Thank you, your Light Wolf, Stefan.